Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for joining us here on this Tuesday. We're one day into a wonderful series by Derek Prince called Walking Through the Land of God's Promises. This theme is one of the core themes of Derek Prince's ministry, and I think it's one of his best. It's one of the most transforming. And as we learn about walking through the land of God's promises, which is really the land of God's provision, the promised land, one of the themes that Derek develops is how to receive God's forgiveness. You know, I pastored for 21 years, and I can tell you that people not believing they're forgiven, and therefore not forgiving themselves, not really feeling the full deliverance that comes from forgiveness, is a major factor in the lives of many people. And so let's listen today now. And by the way, if you haven't heard the first day of this teaching, you can log on to our website at derekprince.org, and you'll hear not only this teaching, but many others that'll help get the Word of God sown into your life. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us about how to receive God's forgiveness.
Each day this week, I'll be dealing with some need or problem that commonly arises in our lives, and I'll be showing you in a practical way how we can meet that need or solve that problem by locating and claiming the specific promises of God's Word that are appropriate for that particular situation. The problem that I'm going to deal with in my talk today is basic to our whole spiritual life, the problem of sin. When we are confronted with the fact that we have sinned, how can we be sure that God will forgive us? Let's first of all face the fact of sin. The whole Bible is very clear about this fact. There is no one who has not sinned. This applies to people of all races, all faiths, all backgrounds. It's one thing we all have in common. In 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 46, Solomon says, "There is no man who does not sin." In Isaiah 53, 6, the prophet says, "All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way." Notice how emphatic those words are. All of us, and each of us. We've all gone astray. We've all turned each to his own way. Notice the essence of going astray. It's not that necessarily we've all committed some heinous sin like murder or adultery, but we've done one thing that all of us have in common. We've been stubborn. We've been self-willed. We've been disobedient toward God. We've turned to his own way, and our own way is not God's way. And then in the New Testament, Paul says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Again, you see, the essence of sin is not necessarily some terrible crime, but it's falling short of the glory of God. We need to understand the real nature and essence of sin. I would define sin as a failure for which we are accountable. It's a failure to live according to the laws of God. It's a failure to fulfill the purpose for which God created us. It's a failure to live up to God's requirements of us. God created us that we might have the unspeakable privilege of living for his glory, of bringing glory to him, our Creator. When we sin, we rob God of his glory, and we fail to fulfill the function for which we were created. So I think you could understand sin simply as a failure to fulfill the function for which we were created by God. But we have to add that it's a failure for which we are accountable. We cannot excuse ourselves by saying we couldn't help it. We are accountable for our sin. Now let's look at the prognosis of sin. Prognosis, of course, is a medical term. It means that when you have a disease, the doctor diagnoses it first, and then he tells you the course that your disease is likely to follow. Now, the prognosis of sin in the Bible is also very, very clear. There's no doubt about the course that this disease will take. In Romans 6:23, Paul says, "For the wages of sin is death." In other words, our wages are what we earn for what we do. And what we have all earned for the sins we have committed is death. That's clear, emphatic, simple, and undeniable. It's a law. And then again, in James chapter 1, verses 13 through 15, James says this, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am being tempted by God,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust." You see, James very carefully closes the door to our putting the blame upon God for the fact that we have done wrong. He says, God is not to be tempted with evil. He does not tempt others with evil. But when we are tempted, it's our own lust, it's our own perverted desires that carry us away and entice us into sin. And then comes the prognosis in the 15th verse of that chapter. James goes on to say, "Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death." So there's a kind of progressive order. Lust, that's perverted desire. When we yield to it, that produces sin. And when we continue in sin, that produces death. And I need to warn you in all honesty that death is not merely the cessation of physical life, but it's a condition of alienation and separation from God forever. If we reach that point, then there's no turning back. So that's the prognosis. Lust, that's perverted desire, produces sin. Sin, if it's allowed to take its course, brings forth death.
You know, I want you to let these words live in your mind for the rest of your life. Sin is a failure to fulfill the function for which we were created. You know, we tend to think of sin as breaking some list of rules, and it is. But that list of rules merely describes what we do when we live beneath what we were made for. It's a powerful and transforming truth. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
When you need assurance or when fear grips your mind and heart, there is one book of the Bible that speaks most clearly to the needs of the soul, the Psalms. Now, Derek Prince escorts you through these wonderful words of comfort in his classic book, Through the Psalms with Derek Prince. In it, Derek offers his unique personal insights into all the Psalms and provides a helpful index to the scriptures that speak to your specific needs. In writing this book, Derek prayed that the personal meditations he included would stimulate the reader to go far beyond anything that he was able to put into writing. Normally $14.95, listeners of Derek Prince Legacy Radio can order Through the Psalms with Derek Prince for only $9.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Going Through the Psalms with Derek Prince will set you on a course of refreshing discovery. Call 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for joining us today. We're in just a wonderful series on walking through the land of God's promises, and Derek is just about to take us into the life of David and the story of how David received the forgiveness of God. And by the way, joining me a little bit later will be David Holland, one of the producers of our show, with a special testimony of how Derek Prince has impacted the life of one particular man. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us on how to receive God's forgiveness.
Now let's look at the burden of sin for a moment. This is so vividly stated in the Psalms by David, a man who was a righteous man at heart, but knew what it was to fall and to sin grievously, but also to repent and to return and to find God's mercy. This is what David says in Psalm 32, verses 3 through 5. When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was drained away as with the fever heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to thee, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and thou didst forgive the guilt of my sin. Thank God for that last statement, thou didst forgive the guilt of my sin. But notice what David went through before he confessed his sin. He said, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. My vitality was drained away. Sin produced an impact on his whole being. And again, David says this in another psalm, Psalm 38, verses 3 and 4. Because of your wrath, and he's speaking to God, because of your wrath there is no health in my body. My bones have no soundness because of my sin. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. Do you feel that way right now, that your sin, your guilt, is a burden too heavy to bear? Well, I've got good news for you. There's a way that you can be delivered from that burden of guilt and be free from it forever. We've considered the fact of sin, the prognosis of sin, and the burden of sin. Now let's turn to the good news. Let's turn to God's promises of forgiveness. I'm only going to look at two specific promises, one from the Old Testament, one from the New. Proverbs 28:13 says this, he who conceals his sins does not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. You see, that's exactly the opposite of the promise that God gave to Joshua that we looked at in my talk yesterday, where God said, if you'll do what I tell you, you'll make your way prosperous, you'll have success. But one inevitable barrier to true prosperity is sin. If we hold on to it, do not confess it and renounce it. He who conceals his sins does not prosper. Bear that in mind. It's very important. But whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. So there's the promise of mercy from God if we do two things. What are they? First of all, confess. Secondly, renounce. God requires that we honestly acknowledge to him the sins we've committed. I've met some people who had the impression somehow that if they didn't tell God about their sin, he'd never know. Of course, that's ridiculous. God doesn't ask us to confess for his sake, but for our sake, because when we confess our sin, when we bring it out into the open, honestly and humbly before God, we open the way for God to deal with our sin and deliver us from it. But as long as we hold on to it and try to keep it concealed, there is no way that God can help us or deal with our sin. Secondly, we have to renounce it. We have to let it go. We have to turn from it. We have to decide that we do not want to go on living that way and committing sins of that kind any longer. This is a decision of the will, and the will is involved in this transaction with God. If we do not make a definite decision within the limits that God has set for us, then we cannot experience God's mercy. The other promise is in the New Testament, in the first epistle of John, chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Notice again that God requires that we confess our sins. And when we meet that condition, Scripture tells us two things. It tells us that God is faithful and he is just. We need to see those two things together. They hang together. God is faithful to forgive us because he's promised to forgive us, and God will never go back on his promise if we meet his conditions. He's also just to forgive us because he has already visited the penalty for all our sins upon Jesus. When Jesus hung on the cross and died there, he paid the final and full penalty for the sins of the whole human race. Therefore, if we meet God's conditions, if we confess and repent and turn to God, God can now forgive us totally and finally without compromising his own divine justice. What then do we have to do? Let me sum it up very simply and clearly for you now. We have to do three things. We have to confess our sins, we have to renounce our sins, And then by faith, we have to receive God's forgiveness. We have to believe that God will do what He's promised. Let me say that once more. Confess, renounce, receive God's forgiveness.
You know, I want to urge you to memorize the scripture that Derek just used, John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. You know, the Christians in the world who believe that God simply can't forgive their unique brand of wickedness tend to live far beneath the promises of God. Don't be one of them. There's a great testimony coming up when we come back as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Why, out of an endless number of possible souls, were you born into this earth? What is your destiny? Where can you discover what God has planned for you? In a powerful audio CD by Derek Prince, you can find the answer to these most fundamental questions. It's called God Wrote Your Scenario, and with it, you'll find the key that unlocks the mystery of God's wonderful plans for you. It is mystery that holds not just knowledge that God Himself wrote out the scenario for your life even before you were born, but the ability to discover it and live it out to the fullest. Derek Prince, a man who walked in the fullness of God's plan for his life, will help you discover the plans God has for you and how your life can be filled with meaning and purpose. As our way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount to Derek Prince Ministries, we'll send you your copy of God Wrote Your Scenario, postage paid. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Call now with your gift of any amount and ask for your copy of Derek's powerful CD, God Wrote Your Scenario. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with us today. And with me in the studio is David Holland, a producer of this show, and always brings great stuff, great guests. And actually, David, you have somebody with you today.
We do. We have a special gentleman to meet, and the revelation that came through Derek Prince has impacted his life. We'd like to welcome to the program Paul Barrent. Paul, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. My privilege.
Your acquaintance and awareness of Derek Prince and Derek Prince Ministries goes back quite a ways. Tell us a little bit about that.
The lady that led me to the Lord in 1970 had attended a Derek Prince Deliverance Ministry in Detroit, Michigan. And so when I came to the Lord, I was immediately introduced to him through her.
Were there any particular aspects of Derek's teaching or topics that were prominent in his teachings that really had a major impact on you early on?
Well, the two that really stick out, the first one was actually more in the area of the deliverance aspects of his ministry, which interestingly, 37 years later, that's what I'm doing now. And then the second one was teachings on faith, particularly.
Well, you went from being an unbeliever to being exposed to concepts like deliverance as a very young believer. So did it seem odd or revolutionary to you at all, or did just that seem like a normal part of the gospel?
Well, it did seem odd at first. I mean, I had never heard anything like that and had never been exposed to it, but I was really blessed that the person who led me to the Lord knew quite a bit about it already. I guess I was eased into it, so it really wasn't hard to, you know, assimilate that way.
So how did that translate ultimately into a call to take what you had received, to take what you had learned, and build it into a ministry? How did that happen?
For a number of years, my wife and I, we kept studying the Word. We kept, you know, just taking things in, Derek's ministry and other ministries just being taught by the Lord. And then in 2001, the doors opened for us to become part of a deliverance ministry team. And over the course of time, I've become the director of that.
Paul, there is a common theme in Derek's teaching about a linkage often between physical healing or physical sickness or infirmity and demonic oppression. Can you think of an example in which you saw a remarkable deliverance that was linked to a physical healing as well?
It was a gal named Mary Ann. She could not walk unassisted for over 3 years. In the last year, she was just barely getting around at all. She had bursitis in her hips and fibromyalgia. The Lord had just dramatically healed her.
Wonderful.
And so her deliverance, and it was tied also to some issues of unforgiveness in her life. And so when she dealt with those, she was delivered, and then her healing came.
You know, I've read here that you, when Derek died and you heard about that, you grieved as though your father had died. And you actually said, my father, and grieved and realized that you were really grieving the loss of a father. I think that many in our generation feel that. Describe that a little bit for us.
Well, it just came right out of my spirit. I mean, it was out of my mouth before I even knew what I said. Father, my father. And I was grieving. And then immediately the Lord just spoke to me and he said, I'm going to take of what was on Derek and I'm going to put it on many people. And I'm going to raise up many ministries. Derek, in the way he ministered the word, just like a father would be teaching you. And that's what I really experienced from Derek.
Well, I'm mindful that a lot of people listening to this interview right now are new to Derek Prince, and Derek Prince is new to them. They're just being exposed to his teaching for the very first time. As a person who has consumed that teaching and benefited from it for now 37 years, what would you point them to? Give them some recommendations and some advice.
Well, Derek has, you know, been taught, obviously, from the Lord on a whole number of issues and principles, but he's a line-upon-line person from the scriptures, and he has a wonderful series which we're getting into now in our own church. The foundation series is called the Spirit-Filled Believer's Handbook. That's one that I'd recommend for anyone starting out, plus many of his teachings on the Holy Spirit.
Wonderful. Paul, thank you for your companionship and friendship and support of Derek Prince Ministries over the years, and thank you for sharing your story with us.
Oh, it's wonderful, and I thank you for the privilege to doing it, and God bless you.
You know, Dave, several times, both in Paul's testimony and what you've said and what Derek said, we've been talking about torment. We've been talking about people being tormented through unforgiveness, torments of the mind. And I'd like for us to go right to prayer right now. Maybe you just agree with me as I pray, and I'll just lead the folks. But I want to see some stuff broken in the lives of people and not just leave this in sort of the academic level.
Sounds great.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you for the listeners to this show today, right now, wherever they are around the country, around the world, listening on radio, listening by podcast. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that the tormenting activity of the kingdom of darkness will end in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, for a taking hold by faith of the precious promises of God, that we can have the mind of Christ, that we can walk washed by the blood of Jesus and not be tormented and not have our past sins or our failures or our areas of concern and worry sort of needled by spirits of darkness. We pray that all of that assault against the peace of our souls will be ended in the name of Jesus. We pray the word of Christ will indwell us richly, and we ask, Father God, for a new day of wholeness to the mind, fullness of the Spirit in the mind, so that, Father God, we can be the people thinking the thoughts of God and walking in the peace of God that we're called to be. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for being with me, Dave.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, there's so much more to come in the coming week of this wonderful teaching, and Derek is going to be specifically talking about tormenting spirits and torment of the mind on Thursday. But that's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your own copy of Derek's classic book, Through the Psalms, for the discounted price of only $9.95, give us a call toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And for your gift of any amount, we'll send you Derek's special CD, God Wrote Your Scenario. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can request your copy securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.